We're happy with the win. Our defensive intensity picked up a little bit. However, you know, our 17 offensive rebounds, that can't happen. And, you know, again, we were pretty dismal from the foul line, 16 for 26. So two areas, although the defensive intensity picked up, the 17 offensive rebounds can't happen. Yeah, it is. I hope we can keep the record going at home. It was good to get back home, definitely.
It's good to get the bad piece out of your mouth.
Yeah, but we have a lot of work to do. I mean, it's just one win, and we got to come back out tomorrow night against a former Harvard team. I mean, they're very good as far as controlling the ball, running their stuff. So we're going to have to play better tomorrow.
Darren got his first start. It seemed like you were playing a lot of combos, trying different things. Is that just something you wanted to do or something that happened as the game went on?
Well, I mean, Darren's done some good things for us this year. He's a little bit, you know, he's hurt with his shoulder, so, but he's stayed healthy this week. He's had some good practices. We're looking for a lift. We're looking for defensive intensity, and we had a couple keys on the board. One was defensive intensity, and one was rebounding, so we executed one, not the other. But you saw a lot of players come in and out of the game because, you know, we were going to take them out if they weren't playing defense and try somebody else. So. But he's earned a start, though. He's done some good things.
Are the 21 turnovers a factor that pressure?
I mean, I think so. We got a few off the 1-3-1. We got a few off our man-to-man. It was a good field goal percentage defense, 35%. And I know in the first half, off of 9 offensive rebounds, I think they scored 12 points. So if you take away those second chance opportunities, it would have been better than that. But it's an area we have to improve.
Glenn, when you play a lot of guys and you play them early, you know, when the game is still in doubt, you're looking to a down stretch where when you put these guys in at that time, they will have experienced games in critical situations already, and looking for that kind of situation to help you long term.
I was just looking for guys to go in there and play extremely hard and play defense and rebound the ball. I think we're at the point where that could have been done a while ago, but every game is so critical for us now. I mean, we're, you know, one loss in the league, Yale has one loss, and we can ill afford to lose another game. So I don't know if in the end we get a few wins and these guys get some experience and it helps us down the road, fine. But I really was just looking for guys to go in there and play hard and get some things done defensively.
Mark, you really get you pumped up to get those early blocks?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not really your ideal shot blocker, but I guess we were stressing defensive intensity, and I was on the help side and just came over and got a block. So I think that picked up the team a little bit and had a little bit more of an emotion.
Mark, it's getting to be in the middle of February now. You're a senior. Each game closer to your career culminating. How badly do you think of another Ivy League title?
I mean, I want it in the worst way. I know myself and Steve and Evie all feel the same way. That's what we've been working towards. I mean, since I got on campus, getting Ivy League championships, and I think this team definitely has some defensive aspects to work on. But I think we just need to come together a little bit and work on that, and I think our offense is going very well, but defensively I think we do need to work a little bit more and have that championship type feel to the team.
Is everything kind of going by quicker than you thought it would?
Yeah, I mean, I've had many discussions with Jeff Schiffner and Tim Bagley. They told me the senior year goes the fastest, and it has been. It's a little, I guess, bittersweet, but I guess it is what it is.
You only have so many more games in this building, too. I mean, you take it for granted, maybe, but there's only so many left.
Yeah, I think Yeah, I said to one of the guys, I only have 10 more of these Ivy League games left in my career, so I want to make the most of them and just come out and play. Each game is, if it is my last, since it's it, it really is winding down to my career.
You guys were more, you know, replicate numbers or whatever. How dominant Penn has been at home in the Ivy League over the last decade or so? I mean, is that something like you guys feel like, if we take care of business at home like we should, you know, things should work out all right?
Yeah, definitely. If you're going to be a championship team, you have to win at home in conference games. You got to protect your home court, and I think we do a good job of that. I think the past 2 years, I haven't lost a conference game here. So, yeah, it's definitely something that we like to protect our home court here and fans and the emotion that comes out of this building. It's something we like to focus on.
Are you guys able to put the loss at Yale, say it's one game and get back to what we have to do? Or?
I mean, to be honest, that Sunday was real tough. That night, that Saturday night and that Sunday were real tough. But it happened. You have to put it behind you and look forward to this next weekend in the Ivy League.
You guys had a whole lot of success down low, especially going 2-3 in the second half. Is that the fact of taking the lead or seeing advantage down low?
We did want to establish a low post presence. I mean, Steve was getting the ball in there. I think I was playing pretty well down there, and we felt that if we did get the ball down low, that we would either score or get fouled. So we just wanted to pound the ball inside.
Any more questions? Okay. Thanks, Kelly.